listener production.
Hey there, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your Pilbara and Kimberley local news. Here's what's making news Friday, February 3. Inmates at West Kimberley Regional Prison have done their part to help communities impacted by the floods, providing over 1,000 meals to flood survivors and workers rebuilding Derby, with male prisoners cooking 800 fresh meals. The prison superintendent, Heather Murchie, says it's been a great way for the prisoners to help with the response.
The benefits have been amazing, with the prisoners feeling that they've got a sense of purpose and connection back to their families and the community. In their daily contact over the phone, they know how tough it is out there.
14 up-and-coming doctors have arrived in Broome. They'll be trained up at Broome Hospital over the next year, joining others placed in Derby and Kununurra. It's hoped to encourage the soon-to-be doctors to stay in regional WA. A Broome taxi driver has been found guilty of groping a female passenger. The 52-year-old appeared in court this week on one charge in relation to the incident. He was given a spent conviction and fined over $2,000. A reminder from Kimberley Police with a number of roads closed due to flooding. There is extensive damage and water remaining in some areas. Visit the main roads website before you head out. In local sport, it was a huge return in Karratha basketball last night. The NSBC Warriors were too much for the Roeburn Magpies, the score 38-29, while the Karratha Cats managed to get up over the Flames 40-23 by the final siren. All the action picks up again tonight, kicking off with the Trouts clash against the Flames Grey at 7 o'clock. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Make sure you download the Listener app, search up your area, and subscribe now.